With college application deadlines looming, tis the season of high anxiety for high school seniors. Around the nation, there have been efforts to ease the pressure, but as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, getting schools and parents and even some kids to ratchet it down is easier said than done.
Welcome to what you might call the calculus class, formerly known as AP.
But the integrals are so delightful. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's definitely new math at this private school outside Boston called Beaver Country Day. Gone are those fat old textbooks and piles of advanced placement practice tests. Instead, students like Sophie Dietz are learning complicated concepts like integration by parts by making videos about them.
I want the calculus being like a scary monster and then we being like superheroes. I know, right?
It's exactly the kind of high energy, low stress kind of learning that Beaver administrators like Peter Gao were hoping for when they decided a few years ago to eliminate AP classes.
I think that pressure to make sure that you had that trophy on your transcript was something that we felt wasn't necessarily that healthy for kids. It didn't seem appropriate to be playing into that.
Gao insists his bold move hasn't hurt Beaver kids applying to college, but especially in affluent, highly educated communities, many wouldn't dare risk it, given the hyper-competitive, ever-escalating frenzy around college admissions.
It is an arms race. It just keeps going up.
That's Lee Coffin, admissions dean at Tufts University, one of the few colleges making even a small move to unilaterally disarm.
Now, if you step back and say, let's take a breath. The risk is that the pack runs past you.
Colleges are under pressure to top the national rankings and look most selective, but Coffin says Tufts is now refusing to play the data game.
I'm not trying to be holier than thou as I say this, but I think these are ways that the colleges have unwittingly poured some gasoline on the frenzy, and it all just gets a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more intense. And there are very few rewards for disarming.
No one wants to be the first one off the treadmill and looking at things differently.
Vicky Abeles is a mom from California who produced The Race to Nowhere, a documentary about kids collapsing under the pressure to achieve. The film is becoming something of a rallying point for frustrated parents who are now pushing for change from the bottom up.
Just last week, we had a parent get up and say, you know, at some point it comes down to civil disobedience. If a bunch of us just say we're not having our young kids who are in elementary school do the homework or we're going to keep them home on the test day, I think that you're seeing parents and educators feeling much more empowered.
But for every such conscientious objector, there are other parents pushing back. In Rockford, Illinois, for example, when the school board proposed cutting AP classes, Maggie Kosicki complained it would be academic suicide for her kids.
That very much scares us if they take this stuff away. We are definitely thinking about private school. We have to make sure our kids can get into college.
For the most part, school administrators are just as wary about doing something as drastic as dropping APs. Bob Weintraub is principal of the public high school in Brookline, Massachusetts.
The reality on the ground is you have to have AP courses on your transcript and you have to have A's and B's in them in order to get into these great schools. That's just reality. So, you know, it might sound harsh, but that's life. Sometimes there's stress, and so maybe this is good preparation for that.
Instead of eliminating stress, many schools are focusing on teaching kids to better handle it, with everything from yoga classes and breathing exercises to therapy dogs and more time for students to vent.
Everyone's getting deferred. Everyone.
That's what makes me so nervous to look
that all may help, but Beaver Country Day School senior Julia Cohen says even the most supportive schools can only do so much, since the pressure to get into a top college really comes from everywhere.
People automatically ask you where you want to go, and that just like always provides more stress, and it's just like my dentist asks me, and I was just like
it just drowns you. You just like get so eaten up by it.
Beaver's head of college counseling, Peter Gao, agrees. The whole system is like an evil machine that's consuming kids, he says. Our school has defanged it, but only as much as any one school can. Tovia Smith, NPR News.